Yeah. Welcome to the Compass Podcast, featuring Chris Shandro and the Compass team. We hope this message is just for you.
But okay, this is a church, right? And so Christmas is about Jesus. And so bringing Santa up here, it's kind of weird, right? I mean, isn't there like this kind of awkward tension between Santa Claus and Jesus? You know, because Jesus came, he was born, and Mary had this beautiful baby that was the Son of God. And then it's like Santa comes in and he gives presents. And I know presents are popular, but guys, Jesus, right? I mean, and everybody, here's the best part. Everybody wants to cheer, but they're kind of like, I like gifts. Especially with all the kids in the front two rows. They're like, I'm not sure if I should cheer for that. Okay, so why don't we do this? Why don't we talk a little bit about Santa Claus? Does that sound good? Okay, did you guys know that Santa Claus is based on a real person? Santa Claus, his actual name was Nicholas. That's why he's called Saint Nick sometimes. His name was Nicholas. Nicholas was born in 250 AD. That's like 1,800 years ago. I mean, he was born ages ago. The Roman Empire still existed and was still in control of most of the world when Saint Nicholas was born. In fact, just think about this. Okay, as close as we are to George Washington, right? Now, George Washington lived about 200 years ago. As close as we are to George Washington, that's how close Saint Nicholas is to Jesus. I mean, that's only 200 some years. That's how old Saint Nicholas is and when he actually lived. And Nicholas's story is kind of interesting. So Nicholas, he was a kid and he was raised in a wealthy family. And his parents had a lot of money. But while he was still young, when Nicholas was still a kid, his parents died. There was an epidemic that swept through the area that he lived in. It was a city called Myra. It was kind of in where Turkey is right about now. And so this epidemic swept through the city of Myra and his parents got sick. And when he was a kid, just like many of you guys in the front couple rows, Nicholas's mom and dad, they died. And so Nicholas was left behind and he was left to raise himself. But in addition to that, Nicholas was left a ton of money because Nicholas's parents were really, really wealthy. In fact, they were one of the most wealthy families in this whole city of Myra. And this is where kind of the legend of Santa Claus maybe even starts. Because when Nicholas was still a child, and he had all of this money given to him from his parents after they had passed on, legend tells us this, that Nicholas took his entire inheritance, and over the course of several years, he gave the entire thing away to people who were poor, to people who were sick, to people who were needy. All of the money, all of the wealth that his family had left him, his parents had left him when he died, he looked around at the people around him and he saw they are in so much more need than I am, and he gave all of it away. So if I had a $20 bill and I gave it down to you right there and I was like, hey, you want this $20 bill? You'd be like, yeah, bro, I want this $20 bill. And I'd say, awesome, take it, now give it away. How's that feel? Oh, he knows what he's like, yeah. You're gaming the system, man. You just booed me 5 minutes ago. I'm on to your tricks. So here's the thing. Nicholas gave all of his wealth away. And then he started working and he just started making more. And he started to develop this reputation as this guy who liked to sneak little gifts to people who were in need, who didn't know it was coming. There's one story, this is one of the most famous stories about Nicholas, is that there was a family with three daughters. And back then, if you were a girl and you were going to get married to someone else, your dad had to pay someone to take you off of his hands. And so it was called a dowry. And so if a girl didn't have a dowry or if her family didn't have money to give to her future husband, she was less attractive, okay, and less appealing to future husbands and suitors. And so this family had three daughters and they had no money. They had nothing. They had no dowry to offer any suitors. And back then that was a big deal. And so as the daughters grew, they got older and they just dreamed and wished, oh, we just wish we could get married, but it can't happen. And like dad is like, I wish they would get married because they're eating me out of house and home. I wish you could just get them out of here. But it never happened. And so story tells us that Nicholas did this, that on the oldest daughter's 18th birthday, that he snuck outside their house and he dropped a bag of gold in through the window. They woke up the next morning, they found it, she has her dowry, she gets married. A year later, her sister turns 18, and again, miraculously, this bag of gold just appears, dropped through the window of their house. And then the third daughter, she turns 18, and the dad, at this point, like, there's a little bit of a pattern here, and so he wants to know what happened. And so his daughter turns 18, and so he waits outside the house just in the dark because he wants to catch whoever did this. And he sees Nicholas sneaking up to the window, and what does he have in his hand? He's a bag of gold, and he sneaks up to the window, and he drops it in, and dad jumps out with his shotgun and his flashlight. He says, "What are you doing?" He didn't do that. That's what I would do if someone was dropping coins in my daughter's window, boys. He catches Nicholas in the act, and Nicholas says this. He basically says, I hope that you can enjoy that. I hope that's useful to you, but please forget that I was here. Don't tell anybody that I did this. That was Nicholas. That was Saint Nick. He was a person who gave generously. He had what he had, and he looked at other people's lives, and he felt like they needed something more, and so he gave of himself to do it. But that's not where the story of Santa Claus ends. I think many of us know that Santa Claus, Saint Nick, was a guy who was generous and that he gave a lot of gifts, but there's some things that people don't necessarily know about Nicholas. And they don't know this. They don't know that Nicholas's parents were devout Christians. They didn't know that Nicholas's parents loved Jesus and followed him with all their heart, and they raised up their son to do the same. They don't know that Nicholas's heart of generosity was there because Nicholas wanted to follow Jesus with all that he had and all that he was. And you know how we know that? There's some other stories about Nicholas that are pretty interesting. Okay, check this out. So Nicholas, when he grew up, he became a priest in his hometown, or a pastor, kind of like I'm the pastor of Compass. Nicholas became the pastor of his church. And then as he grew and he got older and older, he became the bishop of the entire city of Myra. That means that he wasn't just the pastor of one church, but he was in charge of all of the churches in this entire city. He was in charge of making sure that everyone knew who Jesus was and was able to follow him in the best way that they possibly could. And check this out. He lived at a time where the Roman government was in control. And there was persecution against Christians. That means this, that the Roman emperor, he would arrest and he would torture Christians. He would put them in prison because they believed that Christians were a sect that were causing problems in Rome and they were just an easy target to hit. Nicholas went to prison for several years because the Roman emperor threw him in jail because he refused to deny Christ. Santa Claus went to jail because he loved Jesus so much. Santa Claus went to jail because he believed that Jesus came as a baby at Christmas time, and that Jesus was born the Son of God, and that Jesus came so that he could make us right with God. And this is ultimately like the motivating factor for Santa Claus, guys. This is who he is. Santa Claus did everything that he did. He believed everything that he believed, and he acted every way that he acted for one simple reason, is because he believed that Jesus was who he said he was. He was willing to suffer for it. He was willing to give up all of his money for it. He was willing to go to jail for it. He was willing to lay down his life for it. So I would challenge you guys with this thought. Rather than look at Santa Claus, Jesus as like a death match where they just want to fight each other and then eventually, hopefully, Jesus will win, what if we looked at Santa Claus a completely different way? What if we looked at Santa Claus the way that he would want to be looked at? And every time we see Santa Claus, we don't see shopping and we don't see gifts and we don't see Christmas trees. But when we look at Santa, we look at what he's pointing to, and that's Jesus. When we see Santa Claus sitting in the mall, we remember Santa Claus was willing to do anything so that people could know and experience the love of Jesus. That's what Santa Claus lived his life for. And that's what he would want you to live your life for as well. Jesus, I thank you for this awesome group of people that you brought together today, and I thank you for our kids performing, and I thank you for all of the excitement of today, but I just pray right now in this moment that you would help us to completely understand who you are, Jesus. I pray that in these next several moments that you would center our hearts on you, that Jesus, you would help us to remember that you gave everything for us, and that there are people who've gone before us like Saint Nick, who lived their lives for the same thing that many in this room are living their lives for, the best life they could ever live, a life following Jesus, a life devoted to Jesus, a life changed and transformed by the love of Jesus. God, we love you and we thank you for the gift that you gave us when you gave us your son. And we pray all of this in your name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us at Compass. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have any questions about Compass or this message, contact us at our website, www.compassbn.com.